April shower beers bring many hangovers. This is the perfect pour.
I see what you did there. I see what you did. Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's hope we don't have many hangovers. Let's hope. But we're probably going to. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about having fun with the craft beers. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
Rad Stacy out on assignment, waiting for the moon to get in the way of the sun. And to cause wreak havoc and end a known existence for 3 minutes.
Oh, got me scared.
No, only 3 minutes.
Longer than
and then
3 minutes,
it brings back Earth. Brings us back to reality. But she's getting prepared up there in Nova Scotia. And
I heard you can use welding goggles.
Yeah, that's probably fine. Get your welding goggles out. All those welders are like, finally, a second purpose for my goggles.
Yeah, since I never learned how to weld.
Yeah. So she's out there having the fun. We're here bringing the beer podcast to you. We're going to be talking about the beers we're drinking this week. Beers are looking to be drinking. Looking out for. The listeners are going to call us. We're going to talk about the culture. That's the show. And it's episode 555.
Yes.
That's a lot of fives.
Yep.
It feels like...
It's a sign of Milhouse.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse. before the show, doing a little tailgating and, the current beer I'm still, kind of sipping on is, from River North Brewery, Mr. Sandman, a single cask Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels, 2019 model. I believe this was donated to the show by Colin and Janine. This is cases bottle 28. Barrel type is a CO weeded bourbon. I don't know. Maybe that's what it's saying. And yeah, it's a Colorado stout. It's pretty good. I didn't see the outs.
What does pre-COVID taste like?
Yeah. Oh, they didn't even know. Didn't even know. Oh, it's a 12.5. Oh, that is masking. It is masking those outs very nicely. Hand it to them there. I'm not having any problems with this.
smooth.
No, super smooth. What do you got there, Nick?
I'm wrapping up. I'm putting the finishing touches on a Mother Earth milk truck latte stout. Does it cost a latte? Is that why they call it?
Wow. Yeah, what's more expensive, a grande latte or a beer?
Mm-hmm. So it's got vanilla, coffee, lactose and oats. No hull, just oats.
Oh, well, they're suing each other, aren't they?
Are they?
I think so.
I love gold.
The one of the nice things about barrel aged stouts is you can keep them just sitting around and let them get warm and see what else they taste like. So I'm interjecting in a Slice Beer Co. March of the Kittens, a hazy IPA, 7.1 alks, donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. It's got Citra, Enigma, and Nectaron. It's very cat, cat-based labeling. Oh, man.
That looks good. Hazy,
that's
sir.
That's a good aroma. It is pretty hazy. A little bit of a milky hazy.
Well, pretend I just opened this.
I love gold.
See, when you have, that's what I always recommend before. You always want to have a stout or something to that effect before an IPA, because it really makes the IPA pop. Like coming off a stout. Pro tip. This is tasting nice. What's that? Where'd you get that bottle?
Oh, this was a donation. Cedar Ridge. Barrel aged. Where are these guys from? Bleh. I'm going to have to do some... Oh, Iowa Brewing Company. must be a Cyclone beer, right?
Yeah.
It's an Imperial Baltic Porter, of all things.
Look at you, Baltic Portering.
Baltic Portering.
It's like you're back at the
I'm
Baltic Sea.
I'm breaking up my stout with the Baltic Porter.
Oh. I bet that Baltic Porter Ooh. Tastes light and refreshing after the stout.
I do believe I found a new way to drink lagers. If you barrel age a Baltic Porter, I'm your audience. Culture. I'm sorry about the congestion. It's allergy season.
Ah, man. Allergy season in
I got me a bottle of water. I'm trying to stay hydrated.
Yeah. No Flonase?
I'm sorry. I've got me an NA. I got my NA right here.
Are you hopped up on the Flonase?
Yes. Flonase and Target brand Benadryl.
Wait. Isn't that making you tired, the Benadryl?
For some reason, it doesn't affect me.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if... some reason, I'm fine. I had nothing to do anything to me.
Fine.
I'm a badass.
Try and put me asleep. I
dare you. Is there anything alcohol does to allergy medication? Like, does it make you loopier? Oh, does it negate some of the medication? Does it make you sleepier? Does it do nothing? Everyone,
you need a scientist.
Everyone, Google. Can you drink alcohol?
Or either
drink alcohol while on allergy medication?
I'm sure there's some, like if you had the Benadryl that does make you drowsy, I'm sure the alcohol would just
knock you the fuck
put the sleeper
out.
Hold on you that much quicker.
An IPA for sure. I mean, IPAs, they make you tired, man. There's no, the alks will pick you up for a little bit, but eventually this damn hops just wear you the hell out.
Ooh, it can be risky.
Oh, uh-oh. Nick's risking.
Benadryl it. Is especially dangerous to combine with alcohol.
Oh, wow. We got some danger this episode, guys. We don't know what's going to happen.
Danger.
We're going to watch. I'm going to keep everyone keep an eye on Nick.
Will I survive? I think basically what we're going to get out of this article is...
sign up for
the
newsletter.
They're not going to recommend it. You know, it's a cover your ass.
Yeah, they got a article. CYA.
We don't recommend, we can't recommend it safely. Is it safe? The short answer, not really.
Well, we weren't asking that. We're just saying if I could do it.
Yeah, let's get to the
everything's beans unsafe. Here. Well, Nick, do you have some culture item you'd like to share?
Besides my allergies going crazy, uh-huh. That's just in. Let's see here.
Pollen.
Did you participate in the Easter keg hunt this year?
Easter keg hunt?
Yeah.
I did not.
I don't know if that was a KRZR thing or if that was a New Rock 104 thing, but I'm not even sure they did it this year, but that used to be a popular trend.
Would they hide a keg?
Yeah, they would actually hide a keg in the wilderness. I don't know what you won for finding the keg. I don't know if it was you get the keg of beer or and I think keg, it was mostly for concert tickets.
You get the keg but then you gotta pay for a tap.
Yeah. And the tap's $150.
Yeah, I do remember when I think that might have been KRZR that did like a thing.
KRZR. Yeah, I was just curious if anybody still did that. I don't listen to.
Like they would like hide it in an orchard radio or something. You had to figure it out.
Yeah, it was. They'd hide it like a Woodward Park or under a freeway overpass, and and of course the clues would roll out every half hour until someone found it. You know, if it was at like say if it was at Uncle Harry's, it'd be like, oh, your uncle's favorite breakfast spot.
Oh, fuck. Strip club?
You could find figs in this village.
Whoa. So,
they would hide the keg and attach the fries to it. And then, it's usually in a shrubbery somewhere.
There's a shrubbery. We require a shrubbery.
A shrubbery.
Something nice.
Mm-hmm. Monty Python.
You must cut down this tree with a herring.
Where? Oh, there, the rabbit.
Will Gen Z ever have an equivalent to Monty Python?
No, it's like there's nothing that can be like that silly but still smart. you can't pull off something so goofy but still be smart comedy. Like you can't, nobody else can do that.
Damn the English. They're just so damn evil.
So damn evil.
Well, I guess no Easter keg hunting this year. Did you fall for any, shortly after Easter was April Fool's, did you fall for any April Fool's beer news?
No. Like there's no, I think there's no genre more prepared for April Fool's than the beer genre. Because like leading into April Fool's, it's like, it's that we're eating our own tail or something. It's like every account is like, get ready for all the brewery April Fool's shit. Like, it's just like Instagram is just filled with people going, oh, the brewery social medias are going to do April Fool. And then they do. And then they all do their April Fool's thing. And then everyone's like, oh. So it's just like, I don't know which is worse. The people going like, look out for the brewery April Fools or the brewery April Fool jokes that we all know nobody can fall for because we all know are coming. I got fooled. The only thing I got fooled by for April Fools, and it was about 5 seconds, but I'll say I legitimately got fooled, was that it was a Disneyland thing, and it was that they were going to get rid of reservations. They're stopping reservations, and I bid on it. I was like, oh shit! I was like, hey, Disneyland's gonna stop reservations. And then I was like, wait, it's April 1st. Never mind. I'll go back. The only thing that pissed me off is like there's still all this April Fool's stuff in my feed. Because it hasn't cleared out yet. Like,
Seeing from 3 days
ago. Yeah, I'm still seeing feed from days ago. So
thanks,
it's like
Instagram.
I'm like, oh god, come on. Yeah, Instagram's just like janky as hell. Like, it's not as bad as Twitter is now. Twitter is just like a hellscape now. But But yeah, Instagram
but that
is
bad. Like
so
that
behind.
Shows you how bad their algorithm is. If you're getting news 3 days later.
Yeah, I'm still getting stuff from 3 days ago. Like, But yeah, Instagram has ruined April Fool's Day.
Damn it. It has slowed down quite a bit. I went searching for some breweries to just talk about even. And there's, first of all, a lot of breweries have slowed down on social media altogether. Like some breweries I noticed haven't sent, you know, for at least 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. March or even February.
It's just
the ones who were keeping up, huh?
It's like there's too many social medias, and like you don't know where. Like, I think Instagram is probably the number one for beer.
For beer still?
I would think. It feels like it. You know, TikTok.
I'm not on the Tiki Talkie. What's happening over
there's
there?
There's a lot on TikTok, but I kind of had a thing where I was on it a lot, and then I just stopped being on it altogether, ignoring it. Now I just check it every great once in a while, but I'm just...
From what I hear, their search engine is better.
I never even bother searching anything on TikTok.
Okay. You just go to the
to my feed and just see what it tells me. But there's just so many different social media, it just gets exhausting. And then as a creator, as we are, I sort of like after a while, after scrolling for a little bit, I'm like, you know what? I could be writing something, right? And doing something on my own. I don't need to be reading everybody else's pictures of shit and like, and Instagram photo shoots and like that. That's when I'm just like, oh, now I feel dirty. Like, and there's even some like entrepreneur writer based entrepreneurs that I follow that like do all these Instagram photo shoots. I'm just like, what am I like? You're supposed to be a copywriter. Why are you doing all these, like, look at me in a field? Like the hell is this? You're a copywriter. Why are you doing this?
Why are you modeling?
Why are you modeling? You're a copywriter. It's a weird place we're in right now.
It is. I'm in my YouTube era right now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. See, yeah, we go in cycles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go in cycles, and YouTube's solid. That's probably where it should be hanging out more is YouTube.
It's interesting right now since I've learned how to work my smart TV. That is, I now know how to access it, and then I could sit on the couch for 12 hours and just watch YouTube.
Yeah, I watch
stuff though.
I watch live shows, I mean, if there's something live, I'll watch it, but just like concerts of like
live concerts are awesome on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. I just sit there and just do that. Like drink beer and watch concerts on YouTube.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like, man, is this what old age is now for our generation is just watching YouTube concerts? Concerts on YouTube.
Boycotting social media except for YouTube.
Drinking beer and watching concerts on YouTube.
Yes, I'm in on this trend. Sign me up.
Sign me up.
So if you are interested, Drake's did No, that's what I call hazy. That was their.
Now that's what I call hazy.
No, that's what I call it. Looks like the CDs from the 90s. No, that's what I call
Oh, those. Yes. Now, hits, I, now I get it.
And this is the Brewery White Noise edition. I think Stone tried to do one, a helium infused ale instead of a CO2.
Okay.
Some folks fell for that.
Some were like, what the fuck?
What the fuck, man? No way. You're like burping and floating like Willy Wonka.
I'm trying to think of, I saw a couple that were somewhat believable. You got to have something that's believable, but also crazy.
But also... Just crazy.
I saw a couple that were like, with sad, heavy heart that announced that we're closing. And then they would like say, like the next paragraph, they're like, April Fools. I'm like,
oh, they didn't even wait a day.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you can't. I saw several of those that like said April Fools within the same page, first page of like telling, you know, trying to sell the joke. And they're like, April Fools. It's like, no, you got to go all the way. If you're going to do it.
All the way, you man.
Act like it's real.
So Alvarado Street said they're going to give away a lifted DeLorean.
Yeah.
With a flamingo print on as the paint job.
Ooh. See, that's not bad because that's kind of believable.
Yeah. I mean... You could tell it's super AI artwork, but...
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Like, it'd be like, yeah, I could... they could do that. They could. Maybe they would do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, if you're going to do AI artwork, it's like, well, now I don't believe you.
Now I do not believe you. The one I thought... This one was weird because they posted it April 1st, but Russian River... did their last day of Younger release. I don't understand why. I maybe just synced up with April Fools. So I wasn't sure it was real at first, but they did their last day of Younger 2024, up to a 4-hour wait to get
the final,
get your bottles.
Final opening, final pours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That happens.
So Russian River still going strong still with the Younger. It sounds like it was over a week long event.
It's 2 weeks. They always do 2 weeks.
Was it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Whenever they started serving Younger, it seemed to coincide with the Easter and April Fools. And
yeah, so you want to talk about the death of craft beer? No, nothing. The Plenty of the Younger season is still strong as it ever was.
Yeah, they've found a way to overcome the naysayers.
Yeah. Meow.
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 Right, meow.
Anything else, Nick?
I think that's my stuff.
All right.
If I think of something else, I'll let you know.
Yeah, let us break in. You come up with something. I'll look it out for a beer. New Glory Brewing Company, Sacramento. We drink a lot of Sacramento beer on the show. Lil Dank is a new one from them. West Coast Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5.3 on the Alks. Starting next week, they'll be out. It's in the brewery now, but next week they'll be sending out cans.
Brewery. What?
It's got,
why do we need to call it West Coast Pale?
West Coast Pale. Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. Maybe it's just got some West Coast hoppy tendencies, but it's only a 5.3. That's why the Alks are only 5.3.
That's fine, but have we experienced hazy pails yet? Therefore, we need to clarify, but I think, this is a West Coast pale.
Well, no, because, I mean, a standard IPA is different from a West Coast IPA. Yeah, like a standard IPA.
So this is just an American extra
American IPA pale? Has some malt in there. A West Coast IPA, less malty, the little hint of
drier,
tropical.
Drier, but low alks.
Drier, yeah, on the pale, yeah. So that's why they call the West Coast Pale Ale a WCPA.
That's...
Although, yeah, I don't know.
Tax accountant?
Well, we're just going to have to get some of it and see if what they're talking about with this West Coast Pale Ale.
Yeah. And do hazy pales exist? Has anybody made a hazy pale yet?
Yeah, well, why isn't that the trend, breweries and HP?
Where's your low-alk hazies?
Low-alk HPs.
I think there's NA hazies, right?
Yeah.
NA hazies.
Yeah, there is. Yeah,
so where's your middle, where's your session haze?
Yeah. Yeah, see? Oh, man, you would not like that.
Session haze. No, that sounds horrible. But I'm saying, what I'm saying is there's a market.
Yeah.
12 sure. best session IPAs. Okay. Session hazy IPA. Yes, I want to see that.
New Glory Little Dank has Mosaic, Nelson, and Alani. It's the first, I think it's the first I've heard of
Alani.
Alani hop.
Alani.
Elani. That's the first time I've heard that hop name. So, makes me a little more interested. New hop to me. Maybe it'll be amazing. Another Mosaic.
Are we Googling? So, okay, I have another problem.
Oh, no. It's a rant from Nick.
I'm looking at these labels and I'm thinking, okay, you have pale ale and you have India pale ale. Why is it called session IPA if it's below a pale ale?
Well, I think, a pale ale is strong enough to graduate to, like, this is enough alks that can be, this is considered normal. So, a session's got a little bit less alks than the pale. Now,
but
yeah,
the
now it's
IPA flavor profile, is that what they're trying to tell me? Not a pale ale flavor profile?
Yeah. Because maybe a pale isn't going to be as hoppy.
I think we're missing a step. I think we took the easy route. Man. My AI assistant's going crazy right now.
Tell them how to make a beer podcast better.
How? Are we not doing that?
Oh, no, we're doing it. I'm sure they're going to reference a lot of Perfect Pour episodes.
Have you ever heard of The Session?
Have you ever heard of? No. Yeah, go listen to The Session. Do that.
Oh, I could. You're already gonna not like number one.
Oh no! What is it?
Research and preparation.
Ah, God.
Ah, what? Got to do work.
Is number
one is Huh?
Number two, drink a lot.
Drink a lot. How'd you know?
Yes.
You've read this before.
No.
Excerpts of articles from Michael C. Content quality, technical aspects, engagement, and promotion.
Oh, promotion, huh? Hmm.
Yeah, social media, live shows, a newsletter.
A newsletter?
Who does a newsletter what? These days?
Drinkingandthinking.substack.com? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Guests, storytelling.
Guests, variety. Overrated. Storytelling, that's good.
Listener questions.
Oh. Hey, what listeners.
Podcast does listener questions?
Yeah. What podcast hosts questions from the listener that via voicemail or email?
Mm-hmm.
So we're checking off all the boxes.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh.
Intro?
Yeah. We got that.
Outro?
Got it.
Catchy outros.
Well, that's debatable.
Okay. Music?
Kind of, yeah. Paul's
music.
Paul's
for
music.
Transitions?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Adds oh, yeah, music. Yeah.
Show
Does
notes.
Does it say that? Does it say Dude, that? Transitional music?
Yeah, music for transitions.
All right. Man, look at us.
Show notes.
Yeah.
Who does show notes around here?
PerfectPoorPod.com.
Does everybody have their moleskin ready?
Yeah.
Man, we're checking quite a few boxes.
All right.
I'm surprised we're not shocked we're not famous yet.
Yeah, it is pretty shocking. I'm shocked by it all the time.
Episode length.
Uh-oh. No, that's not important. They don't know what they're talking about.
Release schedule.
Yeah, we do that every Friday.
There we go. Learn more.
No, don't learn more.
Don't learn more.
You learned it all.
Oh, do I dare click on this?
I don't know.
What are some popular beer podcasts?
All right. Yeah, we're not going to be in there, but let's see. I like to give shout outs to everybody else.
Ooh. Oh, my Uh-oh. Feelings are getting hurt as this list goes on.
Oh, man, come on. I didn't even make it. Episode 555, people.
Yeah. Number one, it hurts my feelings. Good Beer Hunting.
Gosh.
Didn't they quit a while ago?
I don't think so. I think they're still going.
Oh, they're still going.
They're all, okay. Yeah, they're just so pretentious. It's just like, ugh. Like, really, guys?
Number two, Rod J Beer Ventures.
I don't know what
Craft
that is.
Craft Beer and Brewing Magazine Podcast.
Oh, well, okay.
Beersmith Home and Beer Brewing Podcast.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that yet.
The Brewing Network.
The BN Brewing Network. And
Better on Draft.
Oh, yeah. And that's it.
That's the top six.
Wow.
To check out. Thanks, AI.
Yeah, I don't know about AI. That's not my lab.
Ooh, you want to see if we made it even into the top 40?
No. No, I don't. All right. Yeah, I do. Come on.
I'm searching. Brewlosophy, I don't think they even got past episode one.
No, there's...
Holds this article.
Brewlosophy's out there.
2022.
They have a Fresno person as one of their co-hosts. Brewlosophy's still there.
Bruce Strong. Wow.
Bruce Strong.
Wow. This actually hurts.
Are we going to have to edit this whole thing
Top 40 beer podcast, and we're not even in
here. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is all we worked for. This is to be left out of a top 40.
Beers of the Day podcast. Are we punk rock? Are we the punk rock of beer podcasting?
Yeah, we're the contrarian beer podcast. Now I'm pissed, Nick. Thanks a lot.
I am too, actually. This is, I thought we did, I mean, even, I would have been okay with like 39.
Yeah, just like get us in there.
Does that mean there's 41 beer podcasts and we didn't make the list?
That's what it means. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive? On this show, the 41st top podcast in America, we let you call into the show and ask us something or tell us about something cool in your beer scene. Just whatever you think would be cool to a perfect pour listener, you can call 559-492-0542. That is on 24/7. And you don't have to worry about somebody actually answering. It's just a voicemail. So you can leave something there, or you can email something to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Let's start with traditionals.
Perfect Pour! I don't know how cool this voicemail will be, but this is just a kudos shout out to the Perfect Pour, to Mikey, to Nick, to sometimes Rad Stacy. I mean, I think she's rad all the time because she bowls, and I used to bowl. And anyways, I'm at my local casino.
Bowl bonding.
I'm having a beer, and this local casino that I'm at has their own brewery. They brew their own beer.
What?
It's decent. It's, you know, it's better than a Bud Light. I know you'll probably drink a Michelob Ultra there, Mikey, but I get a text message while I'm there from Radar. And I don't get on the Discord because I'm technically challenged. I don't get on the Zoom. I've been on it once or twice. Radar reaches out and says, Donnie, get on the Zoom. So guess what? Drinking in the Northwest does. I figured it out. While I'm at the bar,
look
betting
at you
on sports, drinking a 210 brewing, I don't know, hazy something beer. And they tell me Radar Palooza is in Seattle this coming year.
He's finally bringing this out.
So now I've got to figure out how to raise enough money to get an airplane ticket for Mikey, for Nick, and for Rad Stacy to come up for Radar Palooza this year. So I'm thinking about starting a GoFundMe. So I know you probably won't come anyway, but still, maybe I'll start a GoFundMe for a beer fund for everyone that's coming to Radar Palooza. So damn it, I'm back in. I'm excited. I get to meet everybody, hopefully. And I just want to say thanks, Perfect Four, for the community you guys build. I haven't met everyone, but everyone is so nice, and it's just awesome. It's awesome, and thank you for all the great work you guys do. Keep up the good work. That's all I got to say. I'm driving home. So, anyways, love you guys. We'll talk later. Bye.
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 Pacific Northwest.
Well, that's very nice. Coming from our, licking our wounds from not being in the top 40 list.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. So yeah, Radar Palooza, Seattle. I need those dates run by me again. Don't be doing GoFundMes for, I mean, I would feel too guilty about that. Everybody else got to pay their own way.
Hello, Perfect Core. This is Psycho Bear.
How's Psycho Bear.
Hey, real quick, had a friend in from Canada over the Easter weekend, and for Easter, we went to four breweries. That's how you celebrate.
Yeah.
Started at Cellar Matrix.
Thanks for coming back, Jesus.
Then headed over to, what do we head to? Oh, Wondrous. Oh, you got to, everybody got to make it to Wondrous. Wazoo knows Wondrous. Fontana Jim knows Wondrous. Anyways, after that, went to the Good Hop Bottle Shop and Tap Room. Outstanding. And then we made it over to the island of Alameda. Faction Brewing. Long day, good time. Friends from another land. Anyways, one more question. Discord, I want to do, what do you guys call it? Friday Night Zoom. How do you get on that? I have no clue. Anybody?
What?
Friday Night Zoom, Discord.
Well,
secret password.
DM him on Untappd.
Anyways, that's all I have.
DM Psycho Bear on Untappd.
Well, check your dates. Berkeley.
Just,
Berkeley.
Somebody that knows that the secret, if he doesn't want to get on Discord, if you know the secret passcode, get on Untappd. DM him on the tap. Psycho Bear. Get on those Friday nights. Friday night, a lot of Friday night Zoom talk this week.
Speaking of Untappd, I think their April Fool's was they were going to do Tapped, which is a water.
Yeah, I did see that one.
Yeah.
Like water, an Untappd, a water version of an Untappd.
Yeah, water.
Which... you could do, by the way. It would probably work.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Paul.
Just calling to touch on something that Stacy was talking about early in last week's episode, which is the economic injustice of the brewing industry. If, like me, you've worked in multiple facets of the brewing industry, you realize pretty quickly that you get paid more to pour beer than to make beer. And it's not to say that pouring beer and serving the public isn't challenging, but, you know, I will say that working in the brew house, lugging heavy hoses, cleaning tanks, you know, all that shit, it's hard work. It's hard labor, and you don't get paid very well for it. So, yeah. You get paid more to pour it than to make it, unless you are the owner of said brewery. And assuming that brewery is making money, then you get the profits. The one scenario where I can imagine that you could do well is, say you start in your 20s from the ground up, and you go and you work at like Sierra or Lagunitas or whatever, and you work your way up to head brewer, and then eventually, yeah, sure, you could make a decent living. I have a customer at Adobe Creek. He's a Dutch guy. He comes in all the time, but he is director of brewing operations at Lagunitas, which means he is a Heineken employee.
Uh-huh.
He has worked for Heineken since 1986.
Whoa.
He's lived all over the world, South Africa, Chile, all over Europe. Now he's in charge of the Lagunitas operation in Petaluma and in Chicago. He's clearly doing well for himself. So that's an example of if you work for the right company at the right time in the right place, you can do all right. But yeah, if you're going to work for small brewery and you're just the brewery labor, you're going to be making 18 to 20 bucks an hour until the day you die. So, yeah, sucks. So that's why I pour beer, because I can make some tips. And there you go. All right, that's it. Keep up the good work. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Paul, for that real world experience as a brewery worker, as a beer worker. And the ones that make any money at all, it's the owner or the person slinging the beer. Everyone else just does what they do.
Drinking and thinking.
Drink and think. That's all our traditionals. Let's see if we got some email ones. Thank you, Paul.
Hey, guys, you hear me? I'm having a beer. Hey, it's Wazoo.
Wazoo.
See what's going on. We just got back into town, my wife, my son, and myself. We went out to a good little college trip, college recruiting, I guess, because he's getting recruited by some smaller schools, which that's where he wants to go. That's fantastic. It makes him happy. We flew a couple Fridays ago from Sacramento out to Cleveland, where we got to watch a lacrosse match between one of the schools and another school. And let me tell you, I don't miss the Midwest cold. Brr. But watched one game there, drove south, watched another game there, drove south, and stayed the night. So we started our kind of overnight stuff in Marietta, Ohio, where, you know, we met with the coaches at Marietta College, got to see all the facilities. Didn't really enjoy any beers there, but up to Worcester, in Worcester, we stopped there with the coaches, but before we met with the coaches, we stayed the night, where I did find JABF Brewing, fantastic brewery. I had a coffee porter, had IPA, brought a couple IPAs with me after leaving there, which great beer. JABF Brewing, Worcester, Ohio, two thumbs up. After that, we drove to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, which was quite the schlep, about a five and a half hour drive, where he got to stay overnight in a dorm with some of the players and got to see the players where they stay and how they live and how college life goes. So that was pretty cool for him, being a junior in high school, and met with the coach and met with some players, and we got to see the team play, and he got to go to a practice and got to be on the sideline for the game and got to, you know, kind of be part of the team a little bit on the sideline. So he had a good time there. Let's see. After Wilkes-Barre, we drove in closer to Philly, where we went and saw Arcadia University. We had a tour with kind of a campus person, and then met with a coach the next day. Fantastic coach, fantastic program, great little school. And then we went toward Eastern University, and then went and walked around Swarthmore College as well. Beautiful campuses. You know, he's going to choose what he wants for him, and I'm going to try not to influence that at all. As far as beer goes, though, we're talking about beer because beer's important. You know, it's beer. In Worcester, Ohio, JABF Brewing, three thumbs up. Not two, not four. No, we'll go four thumbs up. Four thumbs up. JABF Brewing. I had a coffee porter there and a couple IPAs. Fan-freaking-tastic. Great brewery, great space. Just a wonderful tap room and beer. Great experience. JABF Brewing, Worcester, Ohio. If you're there, go try it out. Let's see, and then in Philly at one of the hotels, we had some Workhorse Brewing IPA, good beer. I had both a double and a single IPA, great stuff. And then Conshohocken Brewing in Pennsylvania, their IPA. Let's see, I had two or three of those. Yeah, great stuff. Yeah, that was the beering back east. Didn't really have, wasn't out there for beer, was out there for family. So yeah, that's all I got. Have fun, be safe. Check your dates. Have fun. Have so much fun. Cheers. Keep up the work. Good work, guys. Bye. I'm finally home.
Yay.
It's been a week.
Stop having smart kids that get recruited by colleges. Then you could chill out at home.
Pro tip. Have dumb kids.
Yeah. Yeah. When you have dumb kids, you don't have a bunch of extracurricular shit to go to.
Yeah. They just drink beer with you.
Yeah, there's like, I'll drink a beer.
What are we going to smoke today, Dad?
Worldly, what's up? Perfect for you to be here. Just with a little information. Not information, homie. Me and the wife were sitting down and talking. Right now, we're actually celebrating my oldest son's 22nd birthday with some taquitos de papa, yes, some sopitos, and yeah, some good old cold pacificos, homie. So let me see. me and the wife sat down. We were just talking about breweries that she has visited. So she's been to 61 breweries ever since she became a craft beer enthusiast.
Damn.
And her Mount Rushmore of beers out of her list. I do have a list too. Her top five were Highland Park Brewery, Pure Project, Tarantula Hill, Shadow Grove, and LA Ale Works. Who knew, man? She became a true connoisseur of beers, just like her vato. So there you go, homies. It's nice to get your wife, your significant other, to be a part of your hobby. So what is your significant other's Mount Rushmore? All right, homies. True beers. Feliz cumpleaños to my son, Daniel. Named him Daniel after my favorite movie, The Karate Kid, Daniel's son. And that's it, homies. This is True Beer. You have to watch out. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thanks for calling. Wait, what was he asking? I got to figure out what my significant other likes. Wait, what?
Yeah, does your SO have a favorite brewery?
Oh, okay.
I don't think that question applies to either one of us.
No. Yeah, my significant other would just be fine with breweries just not just stopping operation altogether. Would not.
Can you just not?
Yeah, can you just not? just go up to the brewery. Can you just No.
Do you know how much free time I'd have on weekends if you would not?
You know how much more headspace I could live in if there weren't breweries living in my husband's headspace. So yeah.
I am not lucky.
Yeah,
I'm very lucky, but
yes,
in the beer world,
right?
Not lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her favorite brewery is the one that's not open.
on I love that brewery. I'm like, damn it, it's closed. Well, I love that brewery. That's too bad. Yeah. Nick's the perfect one that has the like hopes that somebody has wine somewhere.
Mm-hmm. At least, yeah. Sparkling at best.
And it's usually like what, two options for wine for a person that likes wine, Nick?
Is there what do you mean?
When you're at a beer heavy place, usually like the well, let's give the wine people like two different choices.
Oh yeah, and they're both terrible. They're both like house wines. that are lukewarm.
They're like, so if you're
champagne, so
like if a beer
geek would not even be good enough.
Oh god, like a beer geek going to a winery, and there's like Lagunitas and
some English old ale.
Yeah, and it's like, oh man, I guess that's beer.
Yeah. Oh, we found an ESB for you.
Like, great, thanks.
How about a Hefeweizen?
How about no?
Could we interest you in a Saison? They're very earthy.
Like,
this one's for
you. Got
Colin.
Me.
Colin, you were looking for a name because you're going to be a grandpa, I guess. So this one has to be it. Spa Paw. Spa Paw. You're the Spa Paw, homie. You're the grandpa that's always in the spa. This is Chew Your Beer. And then watch out. Peace out, eh?
That was it.
Chew Your Beer. Put down the flautas. You've had too many.
One too many flautas. He's got... that's it. Colin's got to be the... Whatever Chew said. The Spa Paw.
Spa Paw.
He doesn't do any kind of parenting whatsoever. He's just in the hot tub all day. He's like, what? You gotta come here. Come closer. I got the bubbles on.
The hot
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't hear you.
Let's go talk about it. No, I can't hear you. The bubbles are too much.
Spa, can you not wear your tidy whities in the spa?
Oh, no. Oh, okay, sure. I'll take them off.
No, that's worse.
No. You made it worse.
You made it worse. She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't
leave a name. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. We don't have Rad Stacy this week, so whenever we don't have one of the hosts out, we lean heavy into the voicemails, and you guys came through. So thank you very much. Thank you for everyone for calling in. And next week, just by the way, Rad Stacy won't be able to make it next week either, so... You want there's a lot of space for you next week if you want to be a voicemailer. Looking for a new voicemailer. It'd be nice to hear somebody new. It's on tap all day.
Everybody.
It's
soon to be on Tapped.
Yeah.
The water app.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be good. I can check it. I can check in my Dasani. My
Dasani. For it or again it?
My corporate water bottle, Dasani. It's just like water that they make Pepsis with, but instead they just put it in a bottle.
How about that?
How about that? The Nick 80 on Untappd. What'd you drink this week?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, they put minerals back into Sunny. That's why it's supposed to taste good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had beers.
Duh beers.
Friday night started with shit and other things. Emo backflip with New Glory.
Had it.
Wild Waves from Pure Project. Yes, no.
That sounds good. Okay. Sounds good.
It was okay. It was the first time I was meh about a Pure Project beer. Ooh. I don't know. I think it was fresh. Ooh. I've never seen this label at the market before.
Stop making meh beer.
And it's a West Coast IPA. The label's kind of funky, but I was like, you know, it's a new Pure Project. Got to try it. And I was just, okay. Was it a Pure Vibes? Is that the white label?
Yeah.
That one was really good. I did find a fresh batch of the Great Cone Holio.
I am the Great Cone Holio. I need TP for my bunghole.
So it's not new to me, but it's a new batch for this year. First time I've had it this year. And it was fresh. I think it was as recent as late February.
Recent enough.
So under 30 days old.
Yeah.
The one I did not check in from the market was a triple IPA. Man, who made that one?
Yeah, who? So
we go to the market's Instagram page. Might have been Humble C.
Wait, who? What was the name of it?
I'm trying to bring that to my brain right now.
Yeah. Oh, I figured it out.
Oh, it was the Riptide Rager.
The old Riptide Rager.
TDH West Coast IPA.
Triple dry hop.
So it was a triple dry. It wasn't a triple IPA. It was a triple dry hopped.
Single IPA, triple dry hop.
Yep, but that one was good. That was a nice beer. And then I had an oatmeal stout from There Does Not Exist, but I left it at my in-laws because we had Easter.
You got so wasted at Easter. You couldn't even remember you brought beer.
I brought it with me. I have it, but I did not get to drink it.
Oh, man.
But it sounded good. I never had an oatmeal stout from them. Say Easter Sunday. Just a General Sherman. April Fool's Monday. Oh, I had a Pliny. I had a fresh Pliny.
Fresh. It was
less than a month old.
On draft?
No, in a bottle. It was a market pickup.
Had it.
Had it.
Had it.
Mm.
Anything else you remember?
And then just a Big Sur IPA at the Popolo's Pizza.
Oh, yeah. You'll love that.
I do love that. Seemingly fresh.
Yay, seemingly fresh beers back there.
Assuming I got the right beer.
You never know.
You never know.
You definitely got to watch, try and see if you see it get poured.
So what is this again?
So you know what happened. Yeah, because my palate's not educated enough to be like, excuse me, you poured ordered a West Coast IPA and you poured an amber IPA. I can tell by the way it tastes. And I'm not going to pay for this.
Ooh, have you pulled that card yet? Have you pulled the I'm not going to pay for this incorrect beer?
No, I've never. I'm. Myself and my significant other we are not those kind of people that as far as for something like
what
that
I ordered
and like she would like throw down if something wasn't right, but like me, I would just be like okay, I'm sorry I came into your establishment, I apologize.
This is my fault.
Yeah, this is my fault for ordering.
I'm just too demanding.
Yeah, I shouldn't have come in here into your business and ordered something. I'm very sorry. It was all my fault.
Yeah, I should have just let you tell me what I want.
Yeah, you should have just come in and said, yeah, bring me what you would like me to drink, and I'll drink it.
How's that mint julep going?
Oh no, damn it, it's great. I love mint julep. I'm glad I always have them anyway, so it works out. Stacy, let's see if Stacy checks something in. It's rad _ Stacy, but with an E. It's just searching for beers that with the rad Stacy name. No, I want not beers.
There are no beers named Rad.
Come on, Untap. I need to know what beers Rad Stacy didn't drink. Well, that's just going to be too messy.
Apparently.
Like, I know how to find people on tap, but it's not working. Oh, well. Stacy will be pleased to know you can't just randomly find her by searching her where she's at and stuff.
Yeah.
Tap won't tell me where she's at.
She's being ultra Canadian right now.
Yeah, super Canadian. She's up in there in the Canadas, if you want to find her. I had a rush hour, a couple of old rush hours from Tagaskoy Brewing Company. Monterey Street. Again, I'm like going through old beers, and this Monterey Street Pale from Central Coast Brewing was in there, and it's been there a long time. I should have poured it out a while ago, but in a desperate situation, I'm like, I'll drink this beer. That's fine. It actually turned out fine. It tasted, I didn't have to do any trickery to it.
No sonic foaming?
Nope, no sonic foaming, no French press. Yeah, by the way, Nick, I wrote a post about how to make your old beer taste a little better. And a big recommendation is a French press. Like to put citrus, kind of like citrus, half an orange or half a grapefruit or something. And then use the zest and stuff and put that all into your French press with your beer. And then if you add an old beer, that's going to infuse it and make it more drinkable.
What?
That's what people say, man.
A poor man's Randall over here? What's going
on? Yeah, kind of like that. Backyard Explorer from Pizza Port Brewing Company out of San Diego. It's like $2.50 for a 16 ounce. So how can you go wrong? And Mosaic Crush from Foster Freeze. I don't know. I drink it at Foster Freeze. I was just trying to be funny. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah. Since it's not there anymore.
Yeah. I'm like, haha. I'm drinking a Foster Freeze, even though it's closed.
Thanks, Starbucks.
And if you want to be our friend on Untappd, I just told you, man. Dorktown, Lenny80, or Rad_Stacy.
What's your DM situation like?
No interesting DMs. Very boring. Boring DMs. I'm more interested in what's Rad Stacy's gonna endure.
She finds the crazy for sure.
Cheese, 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 cheese. It took long enough. Right to it. Cheers, Nick.
Kayao? Ka-chow?
Kayawa!
Ka-chow. Cheers to the Scotty B.
Oh, Scotty B.
He played his April Fool's joke on us. He said he's giving up beer.
Uh-oh. Did you get fooled?
I did. I was like, no, Scotty B.
Not Scotty B. It was just April Fool's.
It was just April Fool's.
How long did he wait to, like, say it?
I think it was the same post, even.
One of those that I've been complaining about. Oh, April Fools. Except no. Next paragraph's like, nope, not
next
April
paragraph.
That's super real.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Cheers to... Cheers to Hoppy Libations. She gave us the beer vocabulary of the day. The beached whale, a slang term for the beer you regret opening the previous night and were unable to finish.
Yeah, I got plenty of those.
Yeah, Mikey, I think you said you've been there, huh?
Yeah, bring a beer with you to bed because you need that.
Oh, bed beers.
Yeah, you can't just...
Nightstand beers? Like you crack one and sit on your nightstand for 3 a.m.?
I didn't crack one, but like it's already cracked.
It's already cracked.
I'm like, well, let me just go to bed and, we'll deal with this. Whatever happens here, I'll do it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
From here forward. So let it be written.
So let it be done. Let it be said.
Cheers to maybe some of you might know him, some of you might not. The eldest Zach. Steve and Zach's older brother, Dan, it was his birthday this week. So Dan, Zach, cheers to you.
Cheers to Dan, Zach.
Yeah. Also a big proponent of downtown Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Champion for the revitalization effort down there. And cheers to everybody. Cheers to all you folks.
Aw, I think I'm included in that. That's
yeah. Cool. Cheers to you, Mikey.
Cheers to me. Cheers to the golden gods of the perfect poor. Those that donate money to us every month so we can pay our bills. We really appreciate it because I can't afford to do out of pocket expenses in relation to the perfect poor. It's just silly. So the listeners step in and say, we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. And we really thank you guys. Thank you guys for sharing the show and talking about the show. Really appreciate it. Cheers to Rad Stacy and Rad Doug out there in the East Coast of North America. Hopefully surviving. There's been some issues, so we'll see. Hopefully they get to a spot in the totality on Monday.
Totality.
Me, I'm just going to be like working the same. Like, this is going to be a clip. Some of me like, yeah. I'm at work.
I'm just up here working.
Still working, Moon. Nice try, Moon.
Yeah, thanks for blocking my sunshine.
Yeah, jerk. Maybe we should just shoot the moon down before this happens.
Oh, problem solved.
Yeah, exactly.
Will that get us to top 40 podcasting?
Maybe. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Mm-hmm. Have a great week.
It's a must.
Yeah, but be safe though. You were gonna get wild. You're gonna get wild until somebody wrangled you in and say, "Hey, be safe."
Be safe.
But before you do all that,
before you be safe,
yeah,
and before you have fun,
yep,
you must check your dates.